Good morning. So what does it tell you about the political class? I think it's a fact. It makes sense. They know what's going on with the vaccinated. Your government knows, my government knows, right? They know how many people got disabled from the vaccine. They know how many people died. I'm sure they know how many people will die too. They know it. And what does it tell you about them? What if a friend of yours did something like this? And they wouldn't tell you, right? Because if there was any honor with the political class, they would come out and tell you, right? That's what you expect from a person. But they don't. Instead, they just promote the poison. They still do it. Well, they would come out and say, listen, this is what's going on. These are the numbers. You people were poisoned. That's what they would do if there was any honor within them, right? But they don't. Makes sense that they know. Now, it's hard for a person like myself to know exactly what's going on, of course. You read different reports, you listen to people. But you know, people who suspect that they were injured by the vaccine, if they just suspect it, they feel so bad about it, they will not tell you. So it's hard. Well, they have to go. The political class have to go. Now about this, I was watching the Romanian president playing handball. I'll post a link to this. No, I think it's a good idea if anyone who wants to get elected, they should play something involving a ball. And people watching it would say, I can't vote for this guy, this clown, you know. It's ridiculous. Made me laugh, though, watching this clown playing handball. In Romania. Now, they stole the election in Romania. He shouldn't be the president. I wonder why he played handball, you know. What was the idea? It's ridiculous. Well, I also want to tell you about Greta Thunberg. So she, together with some friends, 12 of them, I think, they went with the sailboat to Gaza to bring flour. And of course they were stopped by Israel military. That's what they did. Yesterday, I think. Maybe today. It just happened, I think. So they boarded the sailboat. The sailboat's name is Madeleine, by the way. Right? So they stopped them. Now here's what I find very fascinating about Greta Thunberg and her friends. They are Jew haters. I believe this is fascinating. Because I know some Jew haters. You know, some of them, they try to contact me. They contact me. And they want to convince me that it's all about the Jews, right? They are responsible for everything. Anything that is bad in the world, the Jews are responsible. That's what they are trying to tell me. These people, they write emails, right? They spend a lot of time on this, trying to convince me of this, right? And I don't know why they do it, but I think it's because they themselves, if they started a channel, nobody would listen to them. So they look at me as a potential bringer of the message, something. Yeah, it's amazing how much time they spend on this thing, convincing me of this, that the Jews are responsible for everything. And of course I tried talking to them, you know, asked questions, but they are usually total idiots, so it's very hard to have a conversation with them. And they get so aggressive, extremely aggressive. So they and Greta, fantastic, isn't it? They are sort of best friends, aren't they? Greta, she claims that Israel is responsible. This is the evil of the earth, according to Greta. Best friends. How come? How is this? How does this work? I don't know. But that's how it is, I think. Yeah, I also need to mention this. David Beckham will be knighted next week, I think. So you have to say Sir David Beckham now. And Lady Beckham, that woman. Now I was wondering about this. Now I think this knighthood thing is an obedience award. What do you think? Because he went to Davos, didn't he? David Beckham. And he told people to take the vaccine, of course. Right? So maybe it is an obedience award. Well, they have to do something too, I suppose. So he played soccer. He did very well with this. But I think there is some obedience request. And I believe that he worked hard for this knighthood. Now, I want to ask you, if you were to be knighted, would you accept it? I wouldn't. All right. Be good.